Hi there. The word for you today is on the weakness of willpower. Jesus said in John 15 verse 5, without me, you can do nothing. We think that if we have enough willpower, we can fight off every temptation that comes our way. And sometimes it works. But here's the problem. Willpower is your best friend when things go well. But often it's the first friend to desert you. When you get weary. When you don't want to do something, your carnal mind will give you plenty of reasons why you don't have to, and vice versa. Your emotions will even join in and say, I agree, because I don't feel like doing it anyway. Your mind, will, and emotions would love to run your life. That's dangerous. Listen to what the Word of God says. Walk and live habitually. Galatians 5 verse 16, I'm going to read to you from the Amplified Bible. Walk and live habitually or daily in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh. Willpower and discipline are necessary to a successful life, but willpower alone isn't enough. Determination may get you started and keep you going for a while. It's never enough to bring you across the finish line. Here's the great promise from Zechariah 4 verse 6. You probably know it. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So what happens when instead of turning first to willpower, you turn to God? Well, he releases his power into your willpower and energizes it to bring you across the finish line. That way, willpower doesn't get the credit for your success. God does, and that's the way it's supposed to be, living in dependence on God. And it's why Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. This is one of the most important and difficult lessons you must learn if you want to enjoy the life that Jesus died to give you. And that is the word for you today.